Hare Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satharine. This land of Braj is has two dimensions. One is what we see, and the other is what we feel. Now, the Bhava Vrindavan, the Vrindavan of devotion of feelings, can be accessed when the heart and mind is more purified. A good example for this is found here in the prayers of Rupa Goswami. He is fully purified. He says, Tvam cha balava purandaratmaja Tvam cha gokula varenyanandini Esha muti rachitanjaliya namam Bhikshati kim api durva gochana. He has spoken in the previous verses about the shining forms of Radha and Krishna, the amazing luster that comes from their garments, their very sweet beauty, comparable to mountains of shining jewels, their love for each other, their reaction when they hear the name of the other, even when the name comes out of context, like Krishna hears Vrindaranya, there's the syllable Ra, and he says to Madhumangal, this Radharani, where is she? Madhumanga says, I was not speaking about Radharani. I was speaking about Vrindaranya. Ra was here a syllable within a larger word, which meant the forest of Vrindavan. But you hear everywhere Radha, Radha, Radha. So then their glances, how they look and enchant each other, and then the kirtan of each other's name, the kindness. He has spoken about Krishna's favorite instrument, the flute, and Radha's favorite instrument, the veena, with which she enchants the mind of Krishna. And now, after the initial glorification, he comes to the point. He says, O Prince of the Gopas, Sri Krishna. O Sri Radha, daughter of the best among men in Gokula, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, I'm bowing down and I'm folding my hands over my head. This is a gesture of real urgency. He has something to ask. This wretched maiden. Oh, he's no longer in the addressing in the identity of Rupa Goswami, but as a servant of Radharani, he speaks. He earnestly, or she earnestly petitions the two of you. Now, it's very interesting, before we go to his request, which is the subject of the next verse, to just understand. Rupa Goswami has described how Radha and Krishna are relishing the divine names, forms, qualities, and pastimes. And now he has a request. But before he utters his request, he says, you are descending from the most generous Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's Nanda Dulal, and Srimati Radharani is Vrishabhanu Dulali, the dear darling of Vrishabhanu. Now these two, they are small kings, so to say, in Vrindavan. The idea of king is not like the European idea. Anyone who is ruling over a few over villages can be a small territorial king. There are those with larger lands and so on. But you are coming from Nanda and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who are very generous. I don't know if you know, every day Nanda Maharaj opens his treasury in Nandagram, and everyone, beggar or rich person, can come and he will give to his subordinates large donations, usually in a special pot where he pours, for instance, milk, and you can have the item like milk or foodstuffs and the pot which he gives. It's usually a silver pot or gold pot. And in this way, Nanda Maharaj is described to be very generous. The greater someone is, the more generous he is. And the smaller someone is in size and of character, the more miserly he is. A great person is giving charity, and he likes to give more than he takes. Rupa Goswami wants to mention it. You are coming from a very generous lineage. Please see, I'm lying here in the dust of Braj. I'm offering obeisances to your lotus feet, and I'm crying. My hands are folded over my head. I have this is a sign of eagerness. Baladev Vidyabhushana, the commentator, makes a nice point. A beggar must know where is a good place for him to beg. For instance, if a beggar goes in the morning before the doors of a palace and sits there and begs, he just needs to wait until the king or the prince or the princess come out. And when these personalities, who are of course generous, I mean they are big-minded, not small-minded, see him there early in the morning, they give him everything. So Rupa Goswami, like a needy beggar, is anxiously in the land of Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan. And he has found the right place. Now he stretches out his hands and his hearts to receive blessings. And by the way, this is the only quality you need to have. Actually, there's two qualities you need to have in Vrindavan. You need to be humble, understanding that all your skills are only gifts that are loaned to you. And from this humility, or the vision of reality, comes real love, prema. And the second item you need is eagerness. One great devotee here once said just recently, actually the devotees in the West are much greater devotees than all of the devotees who live here. So his disciples wondered, why, how can he say this? How can he say that those in the West who are so Yahuwah part of their environments are greater devotees than those who are here. Listen to the answer that this great devotee gave. He said, those in the West feel the miseries of material existence and they therefore long to come to Vrindavan. They yearn to come to Vrindavan. But all of you here in Vrindavan, you have become so lazy. You take everything for granted. You have become so dull to the atmosphere of Vrindavan. You just live your life here of eating, sleeping, and getting enough money to do all these. Wow! That's a strong statement. It's also an encouragement to all of us. Wherever you are, whether in the West, and especially also here in Vrindavan, never fall asleep, never become dull, never go back to your normal consciousness, but instead be full with eagerness. So we don't know here in verse number 15 what Rupa Goswami prays for, but because some of you will not have the chance to listen to verse 16, I will just say it. He wants most of all rati, or the loving attraction to Radha and Krishna. He doesn't want Radha and Krishna as much as he wants rati, or love for Radha and Krishna, because only the Lord is attracted only to someone who has divine love in his or her heart. So that's what he wishes them. I mean, I will read tomorrow on my own. I don't think there will be a microphone all about this rati which Rupa Goswami wants. For now, I'm saying Jai Jai Si Radhe to all of you, and I request you to take good note of this beautiful work, Utkalika Valari, where we hear Rupa Goswami in the mood of the deepest eagerness, certainly something which we can think about and follow. Hare Krishna.